Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Dudes behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. Dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sawadika. Annyeonghaseyo.
You know what, Tim? In our previous podcast, Tim got us this delicious spread. And I thought to myself, you know what? It's a dinner time. I'm going to get this snow crab fried rice.
It's a dinner time.
It's a dinner time. I don't know why I turned into the old Korean guy or like an Italian bro. It's a dinner time. And it's like a number one, sir. And I never forget. How dare you fucking call that out, you piece of shit.
I had to.
All right.
All right, what do you got?
Snow crab fried rice. Mm-hmm. And this, I actually don't know what this is called. Jompon.
Jompon?
I don't know what the fuck that
no,
is.
No, you know, wait, you know what's, you know what? No, like, you never had jompon?
No, it's like a Thai food, right?
No, jump on this dick.
We're going to have a new host on this show. You are inappropriate. That was so inappropriate.
Yeah.
Well, we got this jompon.
Well, I don't know.
Dry noodle thing with like pork and this whole crispy pork and other pork. And of course, we have this delicious snow crab fried rice.
Well, I'm excited, dude.
Yeah, it's not the what you brought, but.
Please, David. So, you know what? You're too concerned about money and fancy things, dog. This can be an equally special meal, okay?
I wasn't even talking about the money part. I was talking about how you just, it was so delicious. It was so delicious. It threw me off how good it was.
That place is super bomb. But enough about that place. We did a whole fucking episode about it. What is this place?
This place is called Delivery by Postmates. I don't remember, but I saw this pop up and I was like, dude, snow crab fried rice? Hell fucking yeah.
Hell fucking yeah.
Wow, we're doing this Thai street food style where you put it into a cup.
Sí, porque I don't have any dishes. So.
Okay, I said Thai. Why suddenly?
Because. Porque all the Thai food restaurants have Mexicans in the back. That's why.
We cook it anyways. We cook it anyways. Ooh.
We cook it anyway.
Whoa. Blew my mind. Wow. This here, crispy pork. Mm-hmm.
All right, let me get a little flavor.
Oh, that's good. That's really good.
Ah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. Thai flavors are fantastic.
Facts. I started telling Q that, you know, Thai penises are like Thai chilies. they're not the biggest, but they're the most powerful.
The family tradition continues.
Mm-hmm.
I told this fool when he got his tattoo, Veda. I was like, you're going to get such a small tattoo of Q somewhere that nobody could see.
No. The plan is, it's so annoying too, because I literally said in the caption of my Veda tattoo, and don't trip, I will be getting a Q tattoo as well. But like, still the comments are like, LOL, we know who's the favorite now. I'm like, dog, I'm not gonna tattoo this baby's face when he still looks like a fucking little ball of flesh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When he looks like David So right now, I'm not gonna fucking tattoo him.
Everybody be like, when you get a tattoo of David on you, dude?
Nah, but like the plan is, since I got the tattoo of Veda's face when she was like 2, I'm gonna wait till Q turns 2, see what his face is looking like, and then this other forearm is his.
Wow. And it's just going to be this small 1 centimeter tattoo.
Hey, not going to lie, dog. Tattoos hurt.
Hey, it looks painful.
I went upon her first, I was like,
whoa, I understand why someone, like, if that first z was on Chia, she would have been like,
no,
I'm good.
Yeah.
Pass. Because she just could not handle it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, there was like this TikTok that went around where tattoo artists, there's a person at a tattoo parlor that asked them, numbing cream or no numbing cream.
Mm.
And tattoo artists were like half-half. Mm. Like, if they want to, the other people are like, no, don't fucking get no numbing cream.
Yeah.
Like, a part of it is like, you want to feel the pain because that's the process of the tattoo.
That's part of it, right.
Which is stupid as fuck to me.
So, I was going into it like that. I was like, I don't need no fucking numbing cream. I got like, I feel like I have a high pain tolerance, right? I was like, if I'm going to do this shit, I'm going to do this shit, right? So, I was like, okay, no numbing cream. Do it. We were about 3.5 hours in, and she was doing something, and I was like, oh, I know exactly what she's doing because I watch a lot of Ink Master, okay? Mm-hmm. It was so painful because she was doing the hair. So it was like everything was like a zzz,
yeah,
zzz, right? And they have to do it on one pass because it's like, you know, it's lines, you know? And I'm like in my chair like just like wincing, you feel me? I'm like, I know what this is. It's the fucking hair. And she's like, okay. And she took a little break. I was like, yo, not gonna lie, that was crazy.
Yeah.
She's like, okay, I'm gonna give you a break on the hair, go do some flowers. Cause she still had like the top hair to finish off. And I'm like, she's like, do you want numbing cream? I'm like, look, man, I was telling myself I was gonna thug it out, but then I realized, what the fuck for? I was like, yes, give me the numbing cream. And she sprayed it on, and it's crazy how much it works.
Hey, let me tell you something. I ain't got my teeth cleaned in a long time. And recently I got my teeth cleaned. And they're like, hey, you haven't been here a long time, so you're going to need a deep clean. There's like certain areas that we need to fix.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked this lady, I was like, hey. She was like, oh, what do you, like, we'll just add numbing cream. And there's like a shot that we could take that'll just numb your whole face out. Mm. I was like, well, let me ask you something. How many people get the numbing cream and how many people get the little shot? And she goes, most people do the numbing cream. And I was like, so you just straight up call me a bitch? Give me the fucking numbing cream. I'm not gonna need that other shit. Mm. She does like a part of it. I was like, can we stop? Can you give me the shot? It hurt. So fuck. I was like, are you trying to get information out of me, bitch? Give me the fucking shot.
Deep clean is crazy because they're getting all up under your gum pretty much, right?
Ripping everything out. I literally thought they have a mirror. I had my eye closed the whole time because I thought that she ripped out all my teeth. It hurts so fucking bad. Who the fuck just uses numbing cream only for a deep clean? Who?
Man, I'm gonna take a bite.
Mm-hmm. This is good.
It's really good.
There's duck in here.
Mm-hmm. The texture of the noodles, just there's a good cook on the noodles.
It's so chewy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Look at this ball of noodles here.
Yeah, man. Oh, yeah, so so the plan is to, yes, get another queue either on this side or this side. And then we'll see where the third one.
And you had this before Eric's wedding or after?
The day after.
The day after. Okay.
Yeah, the day
after. How was his wedding, by the way? We didn't even talk about that.
Eric's wedding was super fun, dog.
It looked so beautiful.
It was fucking beautiful. It was in Long Beach. And you know, it's one of those where when you see the venue beforehand, it's kind of like unassuming. You don't really think about it much. But it's a venue in Long Beach that there's a lot of events that happen there. It's called the Grand. And the way they decked it out was crazy. He had his like little indoor like fireworks and they did like whole smoke machine shit. It was tight. It was just, you know, it was a good time. We all gave our funny speeches. I'm super excited to watch the YouTube video because I'm not gonna lie, I kind of just forgot. I blacked out. I've never done a groomsman speech before. This is my first time being a groomsman.
You know?
So also like same with kind of similar to your wedding, even though there's like less pressure because I feel like I could have a little more fun as a groomsman as opposed to the officiant. There was still kind of like the hesitance of an unfamiliar audience, like a 90% Mexican audience, and also like a lot of older family, a lot of religious people. I also was kind of like, you know, how much can I roast him? You know what I'm saying? But a random dude came up to me afterwards, was like, hey man, great speech. I was like, oh, sick. Because let me tell you,
nervous.
I was a little nervous. Not as nervous when I got out there, but I was going to say this. The fucking speeches went long, dog. Everybody in the bridal party and groom's party gave a speech. And
the worst thing to do ever, by the way. You do not make long speeches at fucking weddings.
I'll tell you this. At my wedding planner was like, hey, guys, try to keep the speeches to like a minute. My dudes went a little over because, you know, we're all like fucking like showboats and shit. But
did I ever tell you about the story where I almost got into a fight with a friend of mine at a wedding?
No.
So, and this is also partially my fault, 100% my fault, mm-hmm. where, look, we're at this wedding, right? Mm-hmm. I already show up to this wedding. I wasn't even supposed to make it to this wedding.
Okay.
But I booked this last minute ticket to go to my buddy's wedding. Mm-hmm. That shit was hella fucking expensive.
The
I go.
Ticket?
Yeah, the ticket was fucking expensive.
Okay.
I get there, and one of my buddies is supposed to do a speech. Now, he's actually a really funny, goofy guy, mm-hmm. right? In person. But doing speeches is a craft. Going up and performing is a fucking craft, right? This dude, he only went through halfway through his speech, and it was already at 15 minutes.
What?
And I only know it was halfway. He goes, I'm halfway done now, guys. We're almost there. And he
no
says
fucking
that.
Way.
Not even fucking lying, right? I'm a little drunk.
Okay.
We're all drunk. It was a Vietnamese wedding. We're all smashed. Mm-hmm. In order to save this moment, I literally boo him. So at this moment, he starts to speak. I go, boo. And then everybody at the wedding starts dying laughing,
of
right?
Of course.
I was like, it's too long. Nobody cares. Sit down. Oh, my God. This is the worst thing ever. Boo. I started booing this guy. Everybody's dying laughing. He turns beet fucking red, right? But it was to the point where he was talking for so long, the wedding planner is pissed. Because he's up there 15, 20 minutes, halfway through the speech. The whole thing is only supposed to be 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? He keeps going and going. And she's signaling him off. She goes, what the fuck is going on? Like, yeah. You have to do the cake thing. He won't stop. Wow. And that's why I started booing this fool. And then everybody starts dying laughing. And it kind of lightened up the mood because everybody was getting uneasy because you could tell the bride's getting irritated, you know, just annoyed as fuck. And so afterwards, the bride thanked me. She goes, thank you. Because like, what the fuck was that? I was like, it's okay. We just want to lighten up the mood. This guy is embarrassed, obviously, right? But honestly, if it went further, it would have been way worse, mm-hmm. right? So I actually saved him and he doesn't even realize that shit.
Yeah.
He comes up to me after and we're all chilling. And mind you, we've known each other for a very long time. He's a really sweet guy. And I think he kind of forgets, like, because I'm such a goofy fucking dude and I just don't get angry like that. Obviously, in videos, we're making jokes. He comes up to me in the fucking, the reception. He grabs me by my fucking shirt like this.
No.
Like, my collared shirt.
Yeah.
And I'm laughing. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And my buddy's there, too. And then he's like, uh-oh. Right? And he grabs my shirt and he's, like, fucking threatening me.
Oh,
and
God.
I thought he was joking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then my smile went from smile to, like, a very serious face. And I looked at him. My buddy comes in immediately in between. He goes, David? And I'm like, no, hold on a second. I was like, I think you forget, like, who I was in high school, right? I was like, you should probably let go of me right now or I'm going to fuck you up. Mm. Like, this is some serious shit. You're threatening me right
mm-hmm.
now. And then the whole party, like the whole table just gets really quiet.
Mm-hmm.
And then my buddy grabs me and goes, David's going to fuck you up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I'm not a violent fucking guy, but this guy literally threatened.
Yeah, yeah.
And I had to stop for a second and I looked at him. And then afterwards, the whole table gets really fucking serious. Everything calmed down. I sat him down. I was like, I hope you're drunk. Right? Because there's no acceptable reason for you to threaten me at a wedding. Are you out of your fucking mind?
Mm-hmm.
The guy starts crying.
Oh, God.
I was like,
oh, wait. Maybe you have told me this story.
Yeah, he's drunk. I was like, oh, you're fucking drunk, guy. Yeah, so the guy threatens me at a fucking wedding. And the next day, he doesn't even remember.
The speech at all?
He doesn't remember the speech. He doesn't remember threatening me. I was like,
dog. He was all the way fucked up.
He was so fucked up. I mean, thank God, because, you know, like, understandably so, I get it. Like, you were embarrassed. But it's like, what were the other options? You were pissing off the bride, dude. Are you out of your fucking mind?
You know how I knew at Eric's wedding when one of his brother's speeches was just going way too long? You know, like, when you start to hear the clink, clink, of the forks and the knives.
So people were trying to get this guy off. And this happened before too, but what people will do, they'll start clink, 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 clink to kind of wrap it up.
Yeah, yeah,
guy
yeah,
ignores
yeah.
the whole thing, keeps going. You know what I'm saying? And then afterwards too, like the next day, he came out, he apologized. He's like, dude, I had no idea I did that.
Wow.
He goes, I'm not even lying, dude. Like, you know, that's not me.
Yeah.
I was talking to him. I was like, dog, that's not, I was like, I know it's not you. So I had to think like, are you fucking out of your mind? Like, what are you doing?
I mean, I've been there. Like, when you get drunk, do you black out like that?
I've only blacked out once, but I'm a very happy drunk. Like, yeah. I'm like the pay for everything. Nothing could make me mad when I'm drunk. So yeah. if I'm drunk, there's no way I'm mad.
I am also never an angry drunk. I'm not aggressive. But, you know, in my fucking, like, going in on the partying club after shows and shit, I would black out a lot where the next day someone would be like, oh, I remember when you did this? And I'm like, nope. I have no idea what you're talking about. Or like, yo, remember when we fucked? And I'm like, girl, I do
girl,
not.
It was great.
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah, man. And it's a little scary, you know, to think that I could be fully functioning, but just not at all. Yeah.
That's why with this guy, and not, obviously we're not going to get too deep into this, but then I was talking to him a little bit and he's been under a lot of stress and all this other stuff. And I think it kind of came out in a very negative way. Yeah. I'm like, thank God we're a lot older, because if it was like younger people, we would have just started throwing blows.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, but I was just like, I've never had like a friend threaten me like that. Hmm. It was such a, that's why I was laughing the whole time. Cause you don't process that to be the initial reaction. I just remember I was just pissed. Like throughout the whole night, I was mad. I'm like, this guy fucking threatened me.
And he ruined your night.
He ruined my night. It was fine after. We got drunk. You know, a little hyphy music came on. We had a good time.
Yes.
But then like, it's kind of crazy. Like that whole situation made me think like, damn it, maybe these guys aren't okay. Cause I feel like we're always, you know, we're chilling.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And,
oh, you saying like some of these people that get drunk and are like angry and cry, like there's this little deep-seated, unaddressed something inside?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get that, because I'm happy.
I'm happy as shit. I'm a happy boy, and when I'm drunk, it comes out even more. And when I was single, I was very horny. Very, very horny. Oh, and I have a special story for you about that right after this break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling, because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, y'all, it's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description, and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad free version for free.
You'll get ad free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app, and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks.
So, mind you, you know, I was partying and touring and just kind of being crazy for a while. But then me and Chia were also like, you know, talking, you feel me, for a time. There was some crossover for sure, right? And then at one point, me and, like, Chia was my chick. I had made her my official girlfriend. And I'm in the shower and I hear, "Babe, what is this?" And on Facebook, some girl had tagged me in a picture where I was taking a picture with this group of girls who were fans. And I used to do this all the time when I was single. I'd be like, "Give me a kiss." Or like, "Just give me a kiss. Just kiss me," right? And so in the picture, we're kissing. But this fucking picture was literally, and thank God the date was on that shit.
Oh, you've been fucked.
Because the girl had recently tagged me, but the date was like months and months before, like, me and Chia were like
a couple, yeah.
Serious, you know? And I was like, "Look at the date." She was like, "Oh, okay." I was like, "Thank God, man." Because, like, oh, God, that would have been terrible.
What the fuck, girl fucking tagged you on that shit?
Her fucking friend tagged me. I'm like, "What are you thinking, bro?"
Yeah, what the fuck is that about?
So silly, but yeah, man. I used to love just randomly making out with people. Like, that was my shit.
You're a kissy boy.
I am a kissy boy. I love kissing so much. Like, I really, really do. Like, I really just like kissing.
Don't even have sex with me. Just kiss me.
Well, you know, and that was the thing, too. When I would randomly hook up with girls, for a while, like, the rule was like, all right, I feel that kissing is very intimate, right?
It's very intimate.
So when I would be randomly hooking up, I would have to, and I've probably told you this before, but I would say, like, "Yo, I'm going to kiss you. Like, I love you. So please don't take it the wrong way." But, like, you know, for me to really get into it, I gotta, like, kiss you like I'm into this shit, you know? But I know that sometimes if you got some good kissing, it makes you think, like, "Oh, shit, I'm feeling some type of endorphins and shit right now," you know?
You know what's interesting? What I found out later on as we got older, when we're younger, or, like, when girls are younger, right, and I heard it from all the homegirls, like, when you're younger, like, sucking dick is not intimate. It's like, "Oh, this is not having sex." But as you get older, sucking dick is something very fucking intimate. And you'd rather have sex than suck a person's dick first.
I can see where that and why that would happen. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, this is, like, too intimate. Like, I'd rather just hook up, have sex than just suck your dick.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know why that. I think I get it, but I've never really thought about why, right? Because I feel like maybe when women get older, it's kind of like,
that's the treat.
It's a special treat, you know?
Yeah.
They kind of feel like, "Hey, I gotta put our effort into this shit. You know, I'm not gonna just be sucking anyone's dick." But when you're young, for sure, as a man, I would have damn near got head from anybody, you know, back in the day, right?
It didn't matter who it was.
It didn't matter. Man, girl, horse, goat, whatever the fuck.
Oh, your horse. Hey, get those lips away from me or you start some fucking shit.
Oh, wait a second now. I'm just kidding about the men too, by the way.
He's not.
But it was like, you know, who cares? Like, the head was head back then, right? And then,
did you ever have that moment where you realize, once you had hooked up with multiple people at this point, where you go, "You know what? I don't want a blowjob from this one. This one's not very good." When you're younger, you're just happy that anybody would put their fucking mouth on it.
Yeah.
And then when you get older, you're like, this is not your thing.
I think for me, when I was in that stage in my life, it was probably less about, I would have still taken head from many undesirables. I think it was, sometimes it'd be like, I'll take some head, but the actual coitus, I'm like, probably not. You know what I'm saying? The fellatio, I'm down. But the coitus, the intercourse, I'm like.
You never had head from a girl where she was like, she made it seem like this was her, like, she's really good at it, and then it was just like.
Oh, you mean because just the quality wasn't good. Oh, dog.
Yeah.
There was a girl one time, bro, I was probably in college, and she was so teethy. And even when I complained about it, now I know that sometimes girls get teethy on accident, and I get it. It's difficult. You're into it, right? But she was so teethy, and I was like,
"Hurts.
Chill." And then she kept going, like I was making a joke. I had to literally grab her, like, by the hair and be like, "Stop! Ow!" Yeah. Not cool.
I've had that moment, and I've also had the moment where it was a hand job, and I just had to, like, pull her hand off. because she was ripping the dick skin off of me.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Yo.
And what? You're uncircumcised. That's a lot of dick skin.
There's a lot to move. And it hurt. And I remember when I was talking to her, I was like, hey, what? Fuck, you grab it so fucking hard. Mm. She's like, oh, my ex-boyfriend used to like it. I was like, this guy's a fucking maniac, dude. She was gripping it like she wanted to tear it off. Oh. And I was like, dude, this hurts so much. She goes, oh, that's how I thought. Because she was only with that one guy. That's the only person she had sex with. And so her perception of sex was whatever she had with him.
Right.
And he liked that shit vicious.
Yikes.
And I, you know, when it hurts like that, your dick just goes limp.
Yes.
And so she's trying to get it more erect by doing it more. But it's, I'm like, I think I'm bleeding, dude. I literally think I'm bleeding.
Right. Yeah. Hand jobs are tough. You know,
hey, nobody does it like we do it. You know what I mean?
I mean, look, we know ourselves. That's why, you know, you'd suck your own dick, right?
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. You want to hear something fucking funny?
What?
Just had a conversation with somebody where this fool sussed me the fuck out. And listen, I don't get sussed out, all right? Uh-huh. I'm completely comfortable with my sexuality.
Yeah.
But this dude was so shocked about this hypothetical dick. He goes, first of all, I don't even know why you bring this up, right, in a serious context. We're joking.
Yeah, yeah.
Guy goes, he was like, if you could suck your own dick, would you do it? And I, first of all, it came out of nowhere. There was no rapport. You know,
yeah.
You weren't talking about joking around or out of fucking nowhere.
Like, I really like the cinematography in Oppenheimer. And he's like, hey, if you can suck your own dick.
It's one of those. And, you know, the answer to that is, no, I'm not putting a dick in my mouth.
Yeah,
right?
I think that's the thing, too.
Right. And he goes, I don't get what's the difference between that and, you know, jacking off with your hand.
Right, right.
And there's a pause.
Well, these are all valid points,
too. And then I go, because there's a dick in your mouth.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? There's no imaginary scenario where there's a dick in your mouth.
Right.
When you're jacking off, it's not a hand.
Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There's a, what are you talking, the motherfucker.
Well, unless you're imagining like you're at a massage parlor, then it's a hand.
Then it's a hand. I'm like, there is no scenario where there's a dick in your mouth if you're a straight person.
Yeah.
And he couldn't wrap his head around it. He goes, I just don't see the difference. I was like, hey, bro, you might be gay.
I think, you know, for me, whenever I was faced with that dilemma and that question, it always kind of boiled down to that. It was like, I don't know if I could fully, like, okay, yeah, I know how I like to get head. So in theory, I could give myself some very good head. But I don't think I'd be able to get into it while there's a dick in my mouth, yes.
And, you know, we're trying to be gracious with the idea of it. It's like, okay, I'm trying to see where you're coming from here.
Yeah, coming.
You would suck your own dick.
All right, well, let me ask you this. You wouldn't suck your own dick, but would you fuck your clone?
What the fuck?
Because that's just masturbating.
What the fuck are you talking
That's about? Just masturbation.
You're saying if my clone jacked me off, would I allow it?
No. If your clone was like, give me that sweet D, dog, in my clone butt.
Hey, you might be gay. I know you're married, you got two kids, but I've seen crazier things, and it's okay. What are you talking about right now?
Because logistically, it's just masturbation.
Are you him? You know, in this story, I'm actually trying to hide his identity. It was actually Tim. It was Tim. Because you legit sound like him right now.
Yeah. Well, there's also, I saw some movie. What was it? Oh, Zach and Miri Make a Porno.
Yeah.
Where there was a thing called like, what's called like the Dutch Rudder or some shit where where you have your own hand on your own penis, but your homie moves it for you. So it's like, it's not really like you're jacking off.
The Dutch Rudder. Mutual masturbation is where you jack off in front of the other person and the person jacks off in front of you?
No, that's where you jack each other off, I think. Isn't it?
Oh, is that what that is? Robin, can you look that up? I want to see her search.
Sure, let me see what happens.
Her search bar is crazy.
See what porn pops up when I Google
this. I love, by the way, don't eat this fried rice. It's not good.
Oh, it's not?
I just ate a cup of it. It was a waste of calories.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, I'm glad we had my food first.
Yeah, this was fucking good, though.
That was great.
This is, on the other hand, not the thing.
The duck was a little dry, but yeah. Well, let's go here then, because I was going to tell this story on the last episode.
Yeah, wait. Mutual masturbation is when partners use their hands or toys to stimulate each other's genitals.
Oh, you are right. See, I don't have sex, guys. I'm so sorry. I don't know anything. I pretend like I've had sex. I've never had it.
That wasn't me speaking as a sex expert. That was me just speaking as a...
language expert.
Yeah, I'm just really good at that.
Oh, so now you're smart.
You know, I was almost an English major.
Why English major?
Because I like words and I like the English language, but
you sound so stupid. Why English major? I like words.
I like the talky things.
I like words. They make sound. I like, and I like the fart.
But it's true though, because I
Class, would you like to introduce yourself? My name is Tim.
I like words. Well, yeah, it sounds silly when you say it like that.
That is how you say it.
But I like words.
I like them a lot.
No, facts though. Like, did you ever diagram sentences in English class? That's where you put like subject, line, verb. You know, like let's say the sentence is like David eats rice, right? So subject is David. There's a line. Eats is the verb. Rice is the...
I like words.
Eats rice is the objective, some shit, right?
The object of the sentence, the noun, the... My name is Tim.
Yeah, but it's you diagram a sentence, right?
I probably feel like I do know this, but yeah. I was really bad at school, so I wouldn't know.
So I used to love doing that shit. I thought it was like so fun. And I just like...
You fucking nerd.
I like shit like that. But come to think of it, if we talk about a similar shit in school that I also liked, I loved geometry and like...
really?
Theorems and shit. Like that was my
like
shit.
Like the Pythagorean
theorem? No. Like AB is congruent to CD because of like... this and this and that reason, like.
Can I just tell you something? That when my kids go to school and they ask daddy for help, I'm just gonna ground them.
How dare you? What do I look like? Do you look like a fucking nerd to you?
Yeah, but that's exactly daddy, I need help with my homework. Get out of here, fucking nerd. And I'm gonna go into my room and cry. Daddy's dumb.
Like, daddy, can you help me with this homework? Do I look like a virgin to you? You're grounded.
Get the fuck out
for
of my
disrespecting
face.
Me.
I got an A. You think you're fucking better than me? You piece of shit.
But yeah, man, I love the English language. I was almost an English major, but it was a lot of books and
a lot of reading.
A lot of reading, and before I even knew I had ADHD, I was like, I'm not gonna be able to fucking just read all these books.
I'm gonna sit here and read. You know, I wanted to be a teacher, which is even hilarious.
Really?
I wouldn't be able to do it.
Why not?
Because it requires a lot of kindness and patience.
Facts.
And I have to deal with idiots all day.
Disrespect.
Uh-huh. I honestly, in a scenario, this is actually a moment where I realized that I couldn't be a teacher, and I'm not even fucking lying. This is just facts. I was asked the question of how you would deal with disrespectful students. And in my mind, I didn't say this out loud, and this wasn't from, it was just a friend who asked me this. In my mind, I thought to myself, I would probably... I know where this kid fucking lives, so I'll get the homies to come through and fucking jump his ass, beat him the fuck up, have him come to school next day and ask him what fucking happened and look at him because he knows that I did it. And I'm like, that is the dumbest. Are you fucking insane? You cannot be a teacher. If that's the first thing you think.
That you might have to, you are in therapy, yeah?
Yeah, I solved these issues though. I was a very angry person when I was younger because I was a dweeby kid with glasses that thought he could be a gangbanger. Mm. And clearly, no.
Well, you got a little, it's in you, dude.
Yeah, but.
The dweeb.
Oh, the dweeb is there. 100% the dweeb is there.
Here's what's so funny too. Like, because we've talked about how we now, after all these years, realize we have ADHD, right? And I always thought, but also I went to an eye doctor one time who was like, do you have trouble reading, like focusing when you read? And I was like, yeah, actually. And she said there was something in my like eyes that like
when I read, it's a common thing for people that have it. I forgot what the fuck it was. It makes you sleepy.
Really?
Yes. And doc, there would be so many times, bro, I'd be reading for homework, one page in, immediately doze off.
Hey, I think she lying to you, bro. I think she just thought you were dumb.
Maybe. Maybe.
Like, there's something in your eye that makes you sleepy. And you went, I like books. My name is Tim. I like woods.
Your hair's soft. You smell.
She's getting hella bad.
You smell good.
She's getting so bad. Tim, I need you to follow my fingers. Well, your hair's been nice. It's like getting fucking pissed. There's something in your eye that makes you stupid.
Now get out of my office. Yeah. All right, so there is this story. I don't know if we've ever told it on Dudes Behind the Foods, where we were at Eddie Wong's Bao spot in Chinatown. And so this dude, we're like, oh shit, that's Eddie Wong. Cool, cool, cool. And so we introduced ourselves, and then he looks at David and he's like, oh, were you in Gook? And then he had seen Gook, and y'all started chopping it up, and you know, and I felt like you when we film an episode of When Foodie Calls, just chilling off in the corner awkwardly, right? But here's the thing, fucking, this is so weird because I had communicated with this fool before, but like on some random shit, because somebody from MTV or somebody was like, yo, Eddie Wong is doing this show. Would you like to be a part of something, right? And then so I DM'd him because we followed each other on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yo, is this legit? Or like, yo, like your people hit me up for this show. And he's like, I have no idea what this is. And then I don't even think when we ran into him, he knew who I was, but like we followed each other. I was like, what the fuck? I was so confused. I was like, why is this man ignoring me like this?
I'll tell you this, man. I don't even think he follows me anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he unfollowed me.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Did he watch a video of you like talking shit about one of his movies or what?
Okay, I wasn't talking shit. I did a review on it. I did a light review, and it was just...
And we know how David reviews movies, guys.
I give them an honest review about what I think. And you know what? It was his first film that he tried, and it wasn't very good. But this is his first film. This is like debut dictatorials.
Well, my first one's going to be awesome.
I hope so, because I'm in it.
Yeah.
And I talk a lot of shit.
I wrote the funniest shit the other day.
Okay, I'm so tired of hearing this shit, man.
We'll be right back.
By the end of
this episode is brought to you by goodiebrand.com. You missed the Care Bear drop, but we got lots of fly shit dropping all the time. Goodiebrand.com.
Why? By the end of this year, I want you to finish half of it on paper.
Here are the goals.
Look at this ultimate deflector.
Here's the thing. No,
high level deflection.
No. My neighbor is also a writer. Okay, a successful writer. And we got to just chopping it up one day because we were talking about the strike. She had just came back from the fucking picket lines and shit. And the writing strike is over, good for them. And we're just talking. And I'm like, yeah, man, fuck, I'm trying to write my movie too. And she's like, well, what are you doing, a comedy? I'm like, yeah, comedy. So she's like, what do you think, like 110 pages? I'm like, I don't know, 120? She's like, no, comedy, keep it 110. I was like, all right, cool. And then she goes, you're just working on like your first draft, like your puke draft. You just get everything out. And I'm like, I'd never heard that term before. I'm like, yeah, my puke draft. Yeah. Right? Just trying to be cool. And she's like, well, you should be able to get that done in like 20, 30 days. I was like, oh, okay. So she's like, okay, October 20th, you should have your puke draft done. And she's like, I can be, you know, if you need me to be annoying, I can be annoying, you know, until you finish it. And then on October 20th, we're going to go over it or whatever. Right? And I'm like, you can read it. She's like, I'll read it. I was like, dope. We had a whole understanding. This was early October, right? And then, but she never texted me. She didn't annoy me like she was supposed to.
Oh, so it's her fault?
It's her fault. And then I had to officiate your wedding. I had to write Eric's shit for his wedding. And I just got distracted, dog. And so I didn't do shit.
You and I need to have some Adderall for sure. There are moments in my life where now I'm just like, maybe I need a little bit because I just don't. It's such simple shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, what is wrong with me? And I just see Mariel just function like a normal human being. She says she's going to do something and she gets it done. And then I look at my sorry ass self and I can't do this simple fucking task. Idiot.
Cheer.
I was supposed to pick up my fucking dry cleaning and I just remembered right now. And it's been like that. It's been there for 6 days. What the fuck?
Who cares about that? It's still going to be there.
That's true. And that's our problem, you son of a bitch.
You're right.
That is our problem right there. I agree with you for a second. I went, wait, this is the problem.
And I didn't even realize it was a problem until you told me it was a problem. I'm like, so, hey, yeah, and?
Fucking
who cares?
Robin's rolling her eyes. Fucking men.
No, Robin has ADHD too. She gets
That's right. Robin gets it. Right?
I can also be annoying and get you to write your script.
Please do.
Okay.
So here, my new due date for my
Tid's gonna block you.
That would be funny. My new puke draft is due. I'll tell you right now. She gave me a new date. My neighbor did November 15th. Holy fuck! That's in like 2 weeks. All right, but.
I'm fucking over this conversation right now. I'm so fucking annoyed. Literally on this podcast. Yeah, you know. Oh my God. Oh my God. He's like the rabbit from Alice in Wonderland. I'm late.
Well, look. I need to get it done. I need to get it done because I'm coming up with gold and we're not getting any younger. So we gotta get this shit done. And
hey man, I got my high school haircut going on right now, right?
Well, you look great. This is also like your gook haircut. So this is a sign from the universe that, oh, Dave is ready for movies again, baby.
This is the gook haircut with an actual fade instead of just a buzz cut all the way around.
Yes. Look at you, boy. Feeling yourself, huh?
Dude, that, you know, for that role for Gook, when I shaved my head like a couple months before the film.
Yeah.
Just to get into character. And let me tell you something. Your boy is a very subpar actor, right? And so in order for me to even do this role well, which I think I did a really good job, it's one of those few things I'm very proud of.
It was great.
It took a lot of method acting where you just kind of get into this weird headspace. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. That shit is not healthy at all. Mm. It is not a healthy.
Method acting?
Yeah. Mm. It fucked me in the head pretty bad because I'm supposed to be this angry, discontent kid that nobody believes in. And I was just this pissy fucking mess for 3 months. And it was just because of doing this exercise every night. What is the life that you had growing up? What were your parents like? What did they say to you? Why do you feel? And I'm doing this in my head every night because Justin had me do this. He goes, hey, I want you to get into this character and think about this at hours at a time at night and really get into this. So I shaved my head early. I gained the weight. Mm. And then it just fucked with my head. I was just irritated all the time, just annoyed. And I hated it.
I don't, man. Good thing. Well, good thing for this one, we're just being ourselves.
It's a comedy, dude. Thank God. Because I really do, I definitely respect, you know, people who do method acting. Mm. I just don't think I could do that.
I don't
again.
Think I could either, man.
I can't do it. It just made me miserable.
I want to be able to leave it at work.
Yes.
Especially with the babies. Look, I do want to do serious shit too. So I couldn't imagine going home. Imagine if I was like method acting and playing some like super serious, like, I don't know, fucking... dude that was fresh out of jail or coming back from war or some shit and I just have all this shit, fucked up shit going on and like Veda's just like, daddy, play with me, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and I'm like,
you see?
And I pick her up and like throw her out the window or something.
Get out of my face, you scab. And you light a cigarette on her head.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm striking for SAG, okay? How dare you, you scab.
That is fucking weird, man.
That you're weird.
Yeah. But when we had like this, Aaron Paul, Breaking Bad, Jesse Pinkett.
Mm-hmm. Pinkman.
He was Pinkman. I'm sorry, it's been a while. All right, Pinkett. All right,
Jesse Pinkett.
All right,
Smith.
Jesse Pinkett Smith. So, Jesus Christ, man. Jesus Christ, man. Your feet looks like a huarache.
I put my foot on the table for those of you who don't, or just Jesus, listening and don't know what's going on.
I got torta. God damn it. But he was doing method acting for his role.
Uh-huh.
And apparently Walter White, what is the actor's name? I'm fucking blanking out.
Bryan Cranston.
Thank you. Cranston.
One of my favorite. I'm so tired right now. But Bryan Cranston saw him continually do method acting. I forgot where I saw this, but he basically told him, like, hey, this is enough.
You got to chill.
Like, you got to chill. You're good. Like, you don't have any, you know, broke him out of that shit. Because it's exhausting, man. It fucks with you, dude.
Yeah.
Could you imagine just pretending to be somebody for so long you forget who you are?
No.
No, it's exhausting and it's painful as hell. I hate it. I fucking hate it.
No, not for me. Mm-mm. Well, you know, who knows? Who knows when I finally got to play that serious role, you know?
What is, oh, I never asked you this. What is your dream role?
My dream role. Like, I mean, in my head, well, of course, it depends on like what juncture in my career, you feel me? Like right now, what would be super lit? Let's say I, you know, get fit and shit, or I get a part that is fit. I would love to do like dream shit, bucket list shit, action comedy vibes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, Kata. Talking about Rush Hour type of shit?
Yeah, I think that would be sick, wow. Right? I think that would be so fun.
Speak it into existence.
Yeah, I think that would be like super fun. And but then also like if we talk about dream roles, you know, I would love to just play some really like fucked up, like dark emotional shit as well, right?
Man, that would be fucking insane.
To see that?
You know what's kind of hard about that is that, you know, when I did Gook, I don't think I ever said this, but one of the parts that kind of fucked me up a little bit was when we premiered it, and I think people were so used to seeing him in comedic roles.
They laughed immediately,
and that shit kind of hurt a little bit because I put so much effort into this shit. But what I did appreciate was that when I went to Sundance, nobody knew who I was.
Right.
And they just saw me for who I am as an actor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people were crying. They came up to me. They fucking said I was amazing in it. They congratulated me for the hard work that I put in. And I think when I showed it to fans and they laughed at me, that shit hurt me a little bit.
And to go back to what we said
earlier. Not your fault, by the way.
Yeah.
No, that's the precedence that I set.
And to go back to what we said earlier, even though I was half joking, I do kind of feel like it is appropriate and convenient that we're not, and me specifically, like where I feel like I'm not known as internet guy anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And especially if I'm trying to actually do films and shit, I like that I'm not internet guy anymore. You know? So there are people who are like, yeah, a lot of people know me from Wild and Out, from whatever, but they're going to be able to separate that, right? Where they don't see me pop up on screen and they're like, oh, YouTube guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I remember I heard a story about Ed O'Neill, Al Bundy, who's like, before he did Married with Children, was like classically trained actor.
Jiu-Jitsu black belt as well.
Really?
Yeah, he's a Jiu-Jitsu black belt.
Theater, Broadway, all that shit. And it was like shortly after Married with Children had ended and he was a part of like a very serious whatever movie and it like panned up and it was his face, whole theater starts cracking up, you know, just because they knew him as Al Bundy, you know? So, it happens to everybody.
It happens to everybody.
All of us comedic goats, bro. We got to deal with that shit.
And like I said, you know, me being hurt by that had nothing to do with the fan base laughing. It was just more like, oh, I got work to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really got work to do. But obviously, I never really like hardcore pursued acting much after that because I kind of got my itch. Like, if somebody asked me what my dream, it was that. So I actually already did my dream role. So it's like, I don't know. But.
Well, now you can just be in my silly movies.
Oh, I do want to do a comedy movie, though.
Well, I know I'm writing one.
All right. All right. Hey, guys. Continually harass Tim every day and say, hey, how's the script going?
Check this out. I don't know when this episode drops. Oh, in 2 weeks. Okay, so you'll still have time to harass me. My first draft is due November 15th. First draft in my head is due. On paper, from my head, on paper. And then, you know, so harass me, guys. Please, please harass me. I still have people, blessings to y'all, who harass me about my music, because for years I've been saying I'm going to put out a new album. And
just do the song with the one that I did the hook already.
I am. It's going on the fucking the track list.
All right.
But your boy, I mean, there's no rush, but... so if y'all remember that snippet that that David played of his song Butterflies in Korean, what is it called?
Nabi.
I was one day when I was like
putting together how much music I actually wanted to work on, I was like, Tafu Dave is never going to put that song out.
I really am not.
So I was like, hey, let me just use this shit for like a hook and a bridge. And he was like, cool, do it. So I literally DM'd Z Woods. And I was like, hey, dog, here's what me and David are doing. Do this shit. He was like, bet.
Done. Done, DZ. And they're going to wait and wait on it.
Yes. But the goal is, here's the goals. Here's the goals, bro. First rough draft of the script by November. Hopefully punch it up by the end of the year. Give myself some time then and early 2024 to finish a little, maybe 10-track album. Get all this shit done before my birthday. And then see what happens.
It's the most anticlimactic shit fucking ever, dude. This guy just entertained the fuck out of me right now.
And then maybe it'll be done, maybe it won't be.
Hey, look. Listen, hey, my first draft is due, what, November 10th? Oh, that's 2 weeks. This fucking guy, dude. This fucking guy right now.
But, like, I texted you the other day. Did I text you about the really funny scene I came up with just for you?
I don't even want to hear it. I want to see the funny scene in the script.
Okay, you're right.
Even if this movie never gets made, I want to at least read the script.
Oh, it's getting made, Jack.
Okay. All right.
I'll tell you that right now.
I'm going to continue to do social media until that movie. And once we finish that movie, I'm done with everything.
Look, even if we got to be fucking 60 years old, like Adam Sandler doing Grown Ups with his homies.
Which is, by the way, the first Grown Ups movie, hilarious.
So good. The so sequel fucking was, yeah. First one was great.
So funny.
Yeah.
Slept on, by the way.
Oh, you know what movie is super, okay, so there's a movie on Netflix called The Wrong Missy. It's produced by Adam Sandler's company, Happy Madison. And when I first had it on, dog, I was like, this shit sucks. What the fuck? This is the worst movie. And then as I kind of let myself fall into the suck and the stupidness, I was like,
kind of funny.
This is funny. And now, bro, I watch it because I like it. Like, I don't think it's stupid anymore. Now I watch it and I crack up.
Tim is one of those guys, too. He can find joy in anything. He really, really can.
That's why I'm so happy.
You are, dude. Well, guess what, guys? That wraps up this episode of Dudes Behind the Foods.
Yeah.
You guys could catch us anywhere on all audio platforms and on YouTube. You guys already know what it is. We pop up on a fucking Monday, so get to it. Stop, I don't know, touching yourself and watch our stuff as you touch yourself.
Huh? Have sex with your clones and suck your own dicks.
Let's end it on that, huh?
Horse fellatio.
Bye.
Yo, it's the dudes behind the food.